because we talk to people via a label or via a website or wherever we may crave a connection with people, we get all this stuff sent back to us because we're communicating, because we're talking to people. And this is a small sort of section of a notice board when you come into our office through towns, and people send us quilting. People send us homemade quilting, and they send us ideas for reuse of packaging, such as a hamster's home. And the picture that's upside down next to the quilting is a signed photo of Anastasia, the pop star. She came to us as well. And just the stuff, once you start talking to people in the right way, or in the way that they perceive to be real and true and open and honest, they'll talk back. That's what we didn't realise. People want to engage with a fruit juice. people are spending time making things or doing things to send to a fruit juice business. How many of you have sent stuff to a fruit juice business recently? Or any kind of business that you bought in Sainsbury's one day in your shop? But just had a chat with them. So I think this is really strange. You know, because nobody, I don't know, does anyone write to Purcell and hang out with them? Or utterly, I mean, how does that work? But I think it comes from tone. I think it comes from having that connection. And then people come, these are some of the people who came to a festival we organised in Regent's Park. And the last time we did Fruitstock, which was the free festival, we've done other festivals since then, but Fruitstock, 160,000 people came on one weekend. And they're coming to the Fruit Juice Guys Festival. They're not coming to see Radiohead. They're coming to see some shit bands that we can afford, because we can afford it. But they're coming because we engaged with them, because we spoke to them in a way that made them want to be in the park with us. Hundreds of thousands of people. And again, I still can't explain to you why exactly they're there, but they were there. They were definitely there, all those people, or else that is one of the most amazing bits of Photoshop ever. So just using your own voice and seeing what happens ultimately, which is what we did. There was no big plan for doing it. It's worked. The great thing is that as much as people love it, they'll really hate it as well. This I found on the internet just yesterday from the Sabotage Times, which I read quite a lot, which is very funny. Unfortunately, they were taking the piss out of us yesterday. But I think it's worth reading. If you take a pun, if you have a tone of voice, some people won't like it. I used to get really upset about things like this, but I've learned to deal with that. I don't know anyone called Chicasso, I've never met. But I think that's fine, because as people, if you've got a tone of voice, again, some people are going to like it, some people are going to hate it anyway. So you're going to have to deal with that as well, right? If you write anodyne stuff that nobody has an opinion on, then nobody's going to take any notice of you. So actually, I'm very proud of this, but I'm going to move on quickly because you'll see if you like it too much. I guess where I'll get to is ultimately, going back to the supermarket for a second, we're trying to compete with whatever's next to us on the supermarket shelf. Supermarkets are huge. They don't all look like this because I think this is like in the 1950s, but I like the photo. And somehow we have to talk to people there in the supermarket, and we have to talk to them once they've picked up the inanimate object and keep talking to them. And to keep this tone of voice up. And I think the greatest thing we've managed to pull off is managing to cut through all the noise and all the shouting and all the special offers and all the stuff that people do to you in the supermarket. They do stuff to you if they're those supermarket people. They make you do stuff that you don't want to do. They make you buy two bags of nuts instead of one somehow. And the fact that we've used tone to get through to people means that, I'm really proud. So use your own voice. The next bit is just to be interesting. If Innocent as a brand spoke about fruit all the time, it would be deathly dull. It would be deathly dull. That's why we had to create diversions, such as the quilt, such as the festival, to make people forget for 5 seconds that we were just a fruit juice business, to make them think there was something else going on. And I always think, how many people in this room have one of those Moleskine notebooks with the Asti fans? I reckon it's probably quite a high preponderance in a room full of people such as yourselves. You always get that bit of paper tucked into the little envelope at the back. I'm always really curious as to, you know, who takes it out and reads it, who gets really excited, and who maybe, like I did once, or every time I get one, sits there and thinks, Van Gogh, Hemingway, Chatwin, me.